Mic one sounds good.
Mic two?
Mic two sounds good.
This is chair mic.
Chair mic is good.
Mic three?
Mic three sounds good.
Mic four?
Mic four is good.
Mic five?
Mic five sounds good.
Mic six?
Mic six is good.
Mic seven?
Mic seven is good.
Testifier one?
Testifier one sounds good.
Testifier two?
Testifier two is good.
Testifier three?
Testifier three sounds good.
Mic recording?
Oh,
my bad. One more time.
This is Madison on the recording mic.
Does that sound good?
One more time.
This is Madison. Mic check 1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I'm following. Yes, Madison. Sounds good.
Okay.
And then this is end mic here.
That one's good.
All right. Here's another one right here.
Another one sounds good.
And I think this is the last one.
Last one is good.
Sweet. Thank you.
Have a good meeting.
I'm going to call this meeting of the Legislative Council to order at 5:21. It is February 11th, 2026. Can we have the recording secretary call the roll, please?
Representative Carrick.
Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Johnson. Representative Kopp.
Here.
Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Senator Klayman.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Stedman. Senator Tobin.
Here.
Vice Chair Stevens. Chair Hannon.
Here.
11 members present.
So with 11 members present, we do have a quorum to conduct business. The first item is approval of the agenda. Senator Giesel, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
I'll briefly object. Are there any changes to the agenda? Seeing none, I'm going to remove my objection, and the agenda is approved. Our next first action item is approval of minutes from the December 16th, 2025 meeting. Senator Giesel?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the minutes dated December 16th, 2025 as presented.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the minutes are approved. That brings us to sanctioning of charitable events. Senator Giesel, the motion.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council ratify the Chair's sanctioning of the following charitable events per AS 2460080A2B. Number one, Juno Animal Rescue 2026 fundraiser. Number two, Juno Dance Theater 2026 fundraiser.
And I'm going to object for purposes of discussion. The 501c3 status of both the Juno Animal Rescue and the Juno Dance Theater have been verified. We'll also note that Senator Keel was the auctioneer, and I believe that at the Juno Animal Rescue, and that they are satisfied with his actions on their behalf and may ask him back for another round. Are there any other things under the sanctioning? If there is none, I will remove my objection, and those items have been sanctioned. That brings us to capital snow removal contract amendment. I'm going to ask for a motion, Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move that the Legislative Council adopt amendment number one of the agency's contract for snow removal services provided by Cutting Edge Development Incorporated.
And I'm going to object for purposes of discussion and ask Procurement Officer J.C. Kestel and Contracts Officer Ernest Daigle to come forward and explain the need for the contract amendment and answer any questions.
Thank you, Chair Hannon, and members of the committee for your time tonight. Included in your packet is a memo covering the need for this contract amendment, explaining it a little bit. This contract is for snow removal services for the various parking lots here at the Capitol Complex. And as many of you may already know, Juneau's experienced a record amount of snowfall this year, and we have expensed close to $45,000 for this contract already as of the end of January. We are asking for the committee's approval to amend this contract to increase the not-to-exceed limit to $90,000 for the remainder of this winter and to clean up some technical specifications in the contract. I'm happy to answer any questions that the members may have.
Senator Klayman.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
It looks like we had loads and loads of snow in December, and now we're into February, and it seems to have just been rain. If that continues and we don't get a whole bunch more snow before the end of June, are we actually still within the original contract amount, although can't predict the weather?
Through the chair, Senator Klayman, yes, that is correct. This contract is only for services that are rendered, so ideally, we won't have very much snowfall for the rest of this winter. However, for anybody that's been here in Juneau long enough or has been coming to Juneau knows that sometimes we get a significant snowfall as late as April. So this is just to cover the needs for the remainder of this winter, and only funds will only be expensed for services that are actually rendered.
Thank you.
Any other questions or concerns? Okay, I am going to remove my objection, but we're going to ask for a vote. Are all members prepared to vote on the motion? I think they are. Ms. Truitt, can you call the roll? Or can you do a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutz.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yea, 0 nay.
With 11 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed, and we hope that we do not have springtime snow. The next item is, there is not a motion for it. It is an information item, but it is our annual independent audit. So I'm going to ask our finance manager, Joel Rogozinski, it's my first time on the record, to present and answer questions.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, pardon me, and members of the Council. For the record, my name is Joel Rogozinski. I'm the Finance Manager for the Legislative Affairs Agency. Before you, you have the 25 audit conducted by our external auditors, LG Rayfield. By statute, the legislature undergoes an annual independent audit of internal controls as well as our financial statements. The outcome of the fiscal year 2025 audit was a clean audit with no exceptions. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Joel, just remind me when you started with us.
June 16th.
All right. So good first audit.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We like them that way. All right. With no questions, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
That will bring us to item C faction, Legislative Council's fiscal year 2027 budget proposal. Senator Giesel, do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council, per AS 2420130, approve transmittal of the FY27 Legislative Council proposed budget to the House and Senate Finance Committees for their review and action.
And I'm going to object for purposes of discussion and ask Ms. Geary to present the budget and answer questions.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Hannon, members of the Council. For the record, my name is Jessica Geary, Executive Director of Legislative Affairs Agency. Before you today is the FY27 Legislative Council proposed budget and sectional narrative that details each appropriation and allocation. In preparing this request, I met with the presiding officers, the rules chairs, and the House and Senate Finance Committee staff, as well as the council chair. There are two appropriations in the Legislative Council request. Legislative Council, which includes the administrative functions of the legislature, as well as special committees and task forces, and offices such as Ethics, Ombudsman, and Office of Victims' Rights. And the Legislative Operating Budget, which includes those functions directly connected to the operations of the legislature, such as session expenses, House and Senate operating, and legislator salaries and allowances. This request does not include the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, which is submitted separately to the Finance Committees. These three appropriations make up the legislature's entire budget. Rather than going page by page, I will highlight the significant items in this request, and I am happy to answer questions at any time as we go along. There are two allocations which require an increment. The first is the legislature's state facilities rent. We had initially projected to need a $46,000 increment to support existing statewide lease costs. However, the agency was able to negotiate a lower lease rate for Fairbanks and refine our other estimates, reducing the total increment request to $27,700. The session expenses allocation has a $2,552,200 increment broken down as follows. $912,200 for cost increases related to supporting a regular session. This allocation has been absorbing operating expenses for the last several fiscal years by borrowing from the legislative operating budget, also known as the interim budget, or the special session contingency in those years where there were no special sessions. That practice is no longer sustainable, hence the increment request to ensure adequate funding for a regular session. There is also a $35,000 in additional receipt authority requested for the legislative lounge, $750,000 to restore special session contingency funding that was reduced or vetoed in the FY26 request, and finally, $855,000 to provide funding to maintain statewide gavel-to-gavel services. This brings the total increment request in the FY27 Legislative Council request to $2,579,900. By statute, this committee is responsible for authorizing the transmittal of this budget request to the finance committees for action. By voting yes, you agree to pass this budget to finance for any additional work or changes they may make. And as I stated earlier, I'm happy to provide further detail or answer questions.
Representative Carrick.
Thank you, Ms. Geary, for that presentation. I guess this is potentially more of a question for our rules chairs in either bodies, but this increment proposal for increased costs for staff relocation, lodging stipends, I'm just curious what potential that has to cover for staff, how expansive that might be. I know that there was cuts to staff range points for individual offices a few years ago, and so this isn't directly related to that, but I just want to get a better sense of what 912 that increment could cover, and if anybody on this ledge council or Ms. Geary would like to opine, I'd be sort of curious the perspective.
Through the chair to Representative Carrick, the one thing I might note is that when staff relocation was initially approved, there was no associated increment, so those costs were absorbed. Same with the lodging stipend. When that was first introduced, there was no associated increment. When the lodging stipend went from $30 per day to $37.50 per day, there was a small increment of $117,000 that was added. But the other thing contained within the session expenses budget is, as you mentioned, all the staffing points. And though each time there is an increase for statewide salary adjustments and benefits and health insurance, we do see salary adjustments for that, but what we don't see and what we don't budget for is any of those staff with longevity who have merit increases. So, of course, those costs go up each year. We don't budget for them. The other cost that is hitting the session expenses budget is legislator session per diem, and so that rate can fluctuate, and we have never asked for an increment to account for that. So it's just sort of a series of costs increasing over the years and never actually asking for an increment to cover those cost increases.
Thank you. I think that adds a lot of color to that line item.
Are there other questions? Sure. Representative Clark.
Yes, Director Geary, I just wanted to...
Yes,
I can get closer to the mic and speak louder. I wanted to commend the executive director for only having an increase of $27,000 in the lease costs for 21 legislative bills. That's not even keeping up with inflation and utilities. So obviously there was some renegotiation in Anchorage when we met. Chair Hannon, you all remember this. There was a couple facilities with outrageous bid prices that we got back that you recommended denial and re-put it back out for space lease. So clearly you got some significant cost burdens ameliorated, and I just wanted to commend you and your team on that.
Thank you, Representative Kopp.
Anyone else?
One more question.
Representative Carrick.
Sorry, I know we're all very tired, but through the chair, I just wanted to ask Ms. Geary, has Ledge Council or the legislature's budget ever included expenses for Gavel Alaska previously?
Through the chair, Representative Carrick, no, it is not.
Thanks.
Other questions? I'm going to remove my objection. I will remove my objection, and we will once again, Ms. Truitt, you'll take a roll call vote on the motion to, again, what we are doing is authorizing this budget to be sent to the finance committees of each body for approval. For amendment. Ms. Truitt, go ahead.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Cobb.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yay, 0 nay.
With 11 yays and 0 nays, the motion has passed. We are now going to go into an executive session to discuss a carpet purchase RFQ and matters relating to the Council's Executive Order 137 litigation. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1. Discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit. And 22B3, discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. The following people may remain in the room or online for the executive session. Jessica Geary, Sante Leish, Sabrina Havier, Joel Rogozinski, J.C. Kessel, Ernest Daigle, Emily Nauman, Megan Walsh, Zach Lawhorn, Helen Phillips, Tallulah Lastufka, any legislators not on Legislative Council, and the staff of Legislative Council members.
Okay, with any objection, we're going to take a brief at ease and secure the room. Call this meeting of the Legislative Council back to order. We'll have a roll call vote to reestablish quorum, but first, for the record, I'm going to note that Representative Johnson joined us at 5:48 while we were in an executive session. Ms. Truitt, can you please call the roll to reestablish a quorum? I actually didn't check to see if she was prepared. Now she is.
Representative Carrick.
Here.
Speaker Edgman.
Here.
Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Kopp.
Here.
Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Senator Klayman.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Stedman, Senator Tobin.
Here.
Vice Chair Stevens. Chair Hannon.
Here.
12 members present.
With 12 members present, we have a quorum to conduct business. We are going to turn once again to RFQ 692, the Senate and House Finance Committee Rooms Carpet Purchase. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council authorize the Legislative Affairs Agency to award the purchase of carpet to a vendor responsive to RFQ 692 in an amount not to exceed $66,000.
And I will object for purposes of discussion and ask Procurement Officer J.C. Kestel and Contracts Officer Ernest Daigle to come forward to answer any questions we may have about this contract, or RFQ, excuse me.
Thank you, Chair Hannon and members of the committee. For the record, my name is J.C. Kestel, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. As described in the memorandum from our facilities manager, Serge Lesh, pertaining to the carpet replacement, the Senate and House Finance Committee room, along with the adjacent offices, has outlived its carpet life, so to say. These rooms and these offices, these committee rooms and these offices have carpet that is close to 30 years old in the Senate Finance Committee room and offices, and over 30 years old in the existing House Finance Committee room, and it's showing its wear and tear more so in the Senate Finance Committee room than this one. The agency has conducted RFQ 692 for the replacement of the carpet in these committee rooms along with the adjacent offices. The RFQ closed yesterday, and we have received a couple bids that we would like to, that we're awaiting the samples to arrive for. These samples could take several weeks, and the agency would like to see these samples before a final determination is made to which vendor is most appropriate for this award to ensure that the products match the specifications that were outlined in the RFQ, and the quality is there. So the agency is requesting Legislative Council's approval to award the vendor that is considered most responsive to the RFQ with the lowest cost. And that would, I'm happy to answer any questions about that process.
Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to call the roll on the motion, to call the vote.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nay.
So with 12 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed. That leads us to Executive Order 137, State Supreme Court Litigation Cost. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve an amendment to the existing contract with Stoll Reeves relating to litigation involving the governor's issuance of Executive Order 137 to increase the contract amount by $85,000 for a total amount not to exceed $185,000 for legal services, litigation, and appeal costs.
And again, I'm going to object for purpose of discussion and ask Legal Services Chief Counsel Megan Wallace to just briefly describe the action we are taking in that motion.
Yes, good evening. This is Megan Wallace, Chief Counsel for Legal Services. On September 10th, 2025, Ledge Counsel authorized a contract for Stoll Reeves to undertake litigation relating to the governor's issuance of Executive Order 137. On December 31st, Legislative Council got a favorable ruling from the Juneau Superior Court finding the governor's issuance of EO 137 unconstitutional. The governor subsequently appealed that decision to the Alaska Supreme Court. The initial contract authorization did not include the cost for defending an appeal of this matter. And so the request before Ledge Council is to approve an additional $85,000 to cover the cost of defending this appeal before the Alaska Supreme Court. And I'm available if there are any questions.
Are there questions from the members? Seeing no questions, I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to take a roll call vote on the motion.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Johnson. Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nay.
So with 11 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has been adopted. That brings us to the bottom of our agenda. Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to take a moment to thank the staff for your presentations. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Anyone else? Then we are going to be adjourned at 6:15.